Hey, hello guys, welcome back. Today we have Alex and Julie. Alex, Ray, Ray 和我当班哈。Hi, Ray. Hi, welcome.
Hey, Julie, how are
Yeah,
you?
not bad, not bad. The weather is bad, but I'm good. Yeah, okay. So, as we discussed, probably we today can talk about immigration, right? 我们今天想跟大家谈的是这个移民的话题，right? Can you talk about
Yes,
immigration?
immigration. I think it's like one of my favorite topics to talk because like in now the recent like this recent decade you have seen a lot of immigration. People are moving from a place to different, and it's pretty easy actually to move around compared
Yeah,
to
true.
the olden days.
Yes. I've seen so many people, thousands of people moving out China. 中国现在移民出去的也很多了哈。So, I'm wondering, what are the top countries or, countries top on the list of immigration? Do you know that? Or do you have any statistics that you can share with us?
Yeah. I mean,
Okay.
like, there was a survey done like a couple of years ago, I should say. And I read it in a magazine, and it was the source was Gallup. I'm sure most of our audience should know it. Like, it's a very famous organization. I mean, which does surveys. Yes, the first one was United States, obviously, and then the second one was United Kingdom, from the report, and then Canada, France, Saudi Arabia, Australia, Germany, and Spain. So these
Germany.
are the top ones.
Okay, I'd love to move to Spain. 如果让我在这些国家里选的话，我会选 Spain. Do you know why? I don't really know why. Perhaps because it's a place with a collision of cultures. I love that.
It is, and of course, like, really very nice wine, I should say. The food is
Wine.
very, yeah, the
Okay.
food is very delicious. It, of course, the beaches are really nice. I
And
think people
art.
are very friendly.
Yeah. Okay. You have been there, right?
Yeah, and on top of that, like, to learn Spanish is not very difficult. So yeah, that's a good choice for you.
Oh, maybe. 我也希望我学西班牙语没有那么难。Anyway, just a dream, I think. Okay, 所以刚才已经提到这些国家，我觉得 simple for us to understand the names of the countries, so we'll just move on. Okay, so why do you think people want to move to another country to live? I mean, why do you think they want to immigrate? Can you give some reasons?
Right. I mean, let me just like, elaborate the meaning of immigration, just like, to get a general idea. I mean, immigration is like the international movement of people. Like, they want to go from one place to another, right? And that means, like, for example, I am an American citizen and I want to immigrate to China. That means I will be leaving everything behind and I will be starting my new life in another country. I mean, there will be a lot of different issues like I have to face. For example, like the cultural shock will be different, the language. And I mean, there are some problems which I will be facing. But now the main important question comes is like, why people want to immigrate, right? There are so many reasons. The first reason is like they are looking for better opportunity. That will be the first one. The second one, maybe people are trying to escape the poverty,
Poverty,
right?
okay.
Yes. And the third one might be like, for natural disaster. Maybe they're having natural disasters in their country, so they want to move it to a better, safe country. And the final one I want to put is like the risk of civil war. Like, you can see, I can give an example. For example, like natural disasters, like in South America. There were a lot of natural disasters and people were trying to move to different countries, right? They want to go to Brazil. They want to go to America. They want to go to West Indies. That's like the example what we can give for natural
So, what
disasters.
kind of natural disasters are they facing in South Africa? Oh, sorry, South America, right?
South America. I mean, it's a small part. So, I mean, for example, like the hurricanes, right? The
Hurricanes.
earthquakes. Right. So of course they have no other option to just move. I mean, the country is good, but they want to move to a better, safe place.
Okay，我觉得对我来说不是特别好理解，就是说，it's a bit difficult for me to understand. In China we have lots of, earthquakes every year, but I guess Chinese people wouldn't just want to move to another country because of that.
Right. I mean, but China, you have to understand, China is a huge country, right? I mean, if there is an earthquake at one place, mm-hmm. of course they can choose to go to a different place. And you have to understand the location of China mm-hmm. or the most populated places in China. It's like it's by the shore.
Mm-hmm.
But in the middle and the west part of China, the population is too little, too mm-hmm. less. So, I mean, people can, you know, they can explore to different areas too, rather than just coming to the places by the shore. Like, to give an example, is like, you know, you can see all the big cities are, I mean, all the population is by the shore. You understand what I mean?
All the population, you mean China's population?
Most of the population. Oh. Most of the population is, like, yeah. you can compare it to the East Coast.
是的，中国的话呢，这个还是人口大多数集中在东南沿海，所以 shall I say that people are mostly populated along the coast of China? East
yeah,
coast
by
of China?
Coast, yeah, the east
yeah, by
coast,
the coast
of China.
Okay, yeah, I see.So in the western regions, western parts, the population...
Yeah, the western part, for example, like you compare to Tibet, you know, mm-hmm. the population is very less. Mm-hmm. Xinjiang, the population is very less, right?
Yeah.
And even like if you compare, for example, like Sichuan,
mm-hmm.
even in the Sichuan, the east side of the Sichuan is more populated compared to the west part of Sichuan.
So natural disasters and the risk of civil wars...that's not the situation in China, but anywhere I can understand in other countries, yes, definitely. You
yes, in other countries, yeah. like, I mean, if you compare to North Africa, I feel like, you know, African countries or Middle Eastern countries, mm-hmm. that's the problem with civil war and the government oppression. So, of course, there are a lot of reasons why people immigrate to different countries, but luckily in China, it's very good. But if you look at the history, there was a lot of southern Chinese that have immigrated to America or to Canada or to different countries. So you see a lot of Chinese in America, but most of them, they came from the southern part of China.
Yeah, that's true.Yeah, I have this impression actually from some movies, you know, maybe some movies describing about Chinese life or the American Chinese life in Western countries like the US, 就是那些描写在美国的中国人的那种生活。And you can see, or you can sense that most of the Chinese described in such movies are actually from Southern China, like from Guangdong province. Yeah.
Exactly. I think most of them are from Guangdong province. And also, like, you don't forget, like, people from Hong Kong, too.
Oh, yes. Hong Kong definitely is a part of China. 绝对是我们国家一部分。Okay. Okay, so I think you make me feel that these people actually are quite rich in their original country. And they just moved to other countries, like the US or some other country, because of some reasons like natural disasters and so on. So I guess they can live a pretty good life there.In the country they immigrated in. So my next question or something I'm curious about is what kind of real estate can they choose? What kind of property can they choose in these countries? 就是大家如果移民了呢就是经济能力还可以的话那移民到另外一个国家当然首先要解决吃住的问题吃你就是当地了但是吃住怎么办住的话就是 what kind of houses would be ideal and are there any benchmarks that you can suggest them to choose from or to choose based
on? All right, I mean, yeah, I mean, of course, like, see, when you immigrate, and the first thing what you have to do is you have to find a place, right?
Yeah.
You have to find a place, a real estate. That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
The properties, how, I mean, it all depends on, like, your budget.Like, how much money do you have and how much do you want to spend?
Okay.
And what kind of a place do you want for yourself? Like, it depends on your lifestyle.
Yes,
and then you can choose the city, too.
Yes, true.
Right?
Location.
Like, I mean, of course, the location, the city. I mean, of course, if you say, like, hey, I want to stay in New York as an immigrant, it's a little bit complicated. It's very difficult.
Why?
Unless you are very rich. Because the housing in New York is, like, you know, skyrocketing.It's too expensive to afford a house, even for the locals there, unless you are, you know, very, very rich.
Very rich. Like you have to be a billionaire in your country, in China?
Right. I mean, of course, if you're talking about like, you know, downtown, urban areas, suburban areas, outskirts. So, of course, it depends. If you don't have a lot of money, then, of course, you will be living on the outskirts of the city.Like far away from the city, right?
Mm-hmm. But like most Americans prefer to live on the outskirts of the city. I mean, the rich
exactly.
people.
That's a very good point here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good point here. I mean, in China, you can see most of the rich people, mm-hmm. they like to live in the downtown, like the city
True.
Center. And the property, I mean, of course, properties are expensive.
Mm-hmm.
But in America, I think it's a little bit different. Like most of the people prefer to live in the suburbs and drive, like, you know, they drive from the outskirts to the city for the job.